Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the Atlas III Reporting Working Group call taking place on Thursday, 30th of April 2020 at 1700 UTC. On our call today, we have Cheryl Langdonor and Eduardo Diaz, and we have received apology from Maureen Hilliard. From staff side, we have Haydo Ulrich, Alperen Ekan, and myself, Yeshim Nazlar. And I see that Joanna Kulesha has just joined us as well. Welcome to Joanna. Just a kind reminder to please state your name before speaking for the transcription purposes. And now back to you, Eduardo. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Justine, and my apologies for starting before the recording. Thank you, everyone, for taking the time again today. Let's see if we can work on this and see if, you know, what the rest of the work that we have is, I don't think is as complicated or as what we have done so far. We just have to review a few things here and then go to the final reports that people wrote. So Heidi added this comment here in the policy for question number Q10B. And the question in Q10B is, do you regularly attend weekly consolidated policy working group meetings? I remember the conversation last time that we should have, you know, there were a couple of ideas there for the policy category. And one was that the we should have some kind of schedule for the next three months for the CPWG meetings so we can increase predictability for participants, and also after they use a slide deck, have in, at the end a final slide promoting or encouraging new members to join. Now, for new members to join, it means that the new members have to be in the meeting to see that, right? So it's really to for new members to stay engaged, right? Or to leave it like that, for new members to join.
Trying to unmute. Cheryl here. I don't believe that slide deck, that promotional piece in the slide deck was meant to be within decks used in CPWG meetings, although I think some sort of don't forget that the next meeting is on and, you know, blah, 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 it's time, etc. should be there. That's not a problem. I think it was other slide decks. So, you know, if we're doing something in an ICANN public meeting, if we're doing one of the webinar series, any other time we're doing any other slide deck work, that we also promote the weekly CPWG, and now I would suggest the OFB as well. So. It's not that they have to already know about it to get into it. It's if they're doing anything else. We promote the two CPWG.
You are,
we can mention here, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you are correct, and that is exactly what it says there. So for some reason I just went over the ICANN meeting presentation. So we're not talking about CPWG. You are correct. So the way it's written is correct. So I'm going to mark this as reviewed. I think this is it shows what we wanted to say last time. Stop me.
Eduardo?
Yes.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so as noted by Cheryl, given that the FBSC is now the OFBSC, that does have some policy activity there, perhaps we could also just make an additional line noting that, you know, given the revision to the FBSC into the OFBC, that, you know, people, we should start recommending people to go to that call as well.
So you mentioned a bunch of abbreviations there. I'm not sure what they are, but.
It's the finance. It's now the operations and finance and budget subcommittee.
Okay. So what you're saying is to add recommendation for them to do.
I can add. Let me just draft something quickly.
Just add it there. You know, the timing of the weekly meetings I mean, are we talking also about the weekly meetings for the financial budgeting working group too, to have a schedule for them too? Or it's just the part of the adding the final slide at the end during those meetings? That's a question for you, Heidi.
It's one I can answer while she's drafting.
Okay.
The OFBC is not going to meet weekly. It will meet less frequently. So it's just the term regular calls is all it needs to be. But yes, the OFBC calendar of dates also needs to be equally available and equally accessible, just like the weekly CCWG one does. Thanks.
Thank you, Cheryl. While Heidi is writing that, I'm going to move forward, okay? The next item. Heidi, there is a...
Eduardo, if I may, I think Heidi had to step away because her phone was ringing. Maybe
No, I'm here. Sorry, I'm just getting my daughter organized for a virtual play date, so I'm here for the next hour.
Okay.
Okay.
So we are in question 11 for recommendations. Heidi, you said the same as, you know, recommendation here was referring to another recommendation in question number 6. The idea was here that you were going to explicitly put the recommendation here. Is that what we wanted to do? Because I can just pick it up from there and just put it in here. Question 11 is?
Yeah, let's take a look.
Question 11 is? A large needs active participants, but they mean not to be in official leadership roles like RALO chairs or ALAC members. There are different levels of participation and leadership within RALOs and at large, as well as within the wider ICANN community. Question is, what skills do you bring to the work that at large does within ICANN? There are a bunch of skills here. And then, so I believe the general recommendation in question 6, if you go there.
Oh, yeah, that's the ambassador tracking. That was the item for the ambassador tracking.
Right. So do you want me to copy this in the other one so it's explicitly there? Is that the idea?
Yeah, that might be a start, and then we can make any other revisions as needed.
Okay. Then question 11. Sorry to go. Okay, to go as fast as I can. Hey, that. Category skills that bring and determine how they can exploit. I think Marine to expand, but I believe Al had an action item to take the skills, and he categorized them under these five columns. Al, right? That's really what we wanted to do. So this is I haven't looked at this table yet, but I think Alf, do you want to talk about this table? Are you put it together?
Yes, it's Alf for the record. Thank you, Eduardo. The table is from the skills list above, from the answers to the question directly. Some of them are really not related to the question. Like, there are some answers that are saying that, like, advanced technologies, it is better. But, like, there is one answer. I am the ALAC liaison to the CCNSO, so it is not a skill, really. So I'm not sure if I had to take them out or I just left them on the table for now. I thought we can talk about the table if if you can have a look, and then I can modify further.
Okay.
And the last meeting, Heidi told that we can do 5 categories. I do these 5 categories. Some people indicated that they had skills in like multi categories. If it is strong, I put it in one category. For example, if capacity building is strong, I put it in the capacity building. If like there are 3 of them, I just put it in the general column. So we can discuss, and I will take notes so I can make modifications.
Since this is a new table, you know, I will say that Cheryl, do you have your hand up?
No, I'd like to go over the table in a little bit more detail. I just want to learn more from Alp about the criteria, the terminology he was using, you know, strong, etc. You know, I'm all for data capture, but I also need to understand the specifics of the criteria to make the assessments of where things went. I mean, people do have, it's a multifactorial analysis, and I need to understand the factors, that's all. Yeah, love it. Let's go into it in more detail. That's all.
Hello, Cheryl. It's for the record. I just categorize them roughly. If it feels like more policy, I just put it in the policy. But now we can talk about it, talk about the criteria further, so I can make further modifications on the table. Especially we can talk about some examples, so it will be more clear for me, because sometimes I felt like I'm not sure if it is policy or not, because it is about, I feel like what person says is about a policy process. The skill can help for like in a policy making process, but it can also help at large in our
engagement.
It just easily
becomes, yeah. Or comms, or whatever.
Comms,
yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you. That's exactly what I thought I would hear from you. I just wanted to make sure we then put them in both places rather than arbitrarily stuck them in one. Not that I'm suggesting that people should have to spread themselves as thinly as those of us on this call usually do. But there's also no need to lock them in just one paddock. I think we need a little bit of cross-fertilisation as well. So as long as they've ended up in more than one box when they have skill sets that are demonstrably likely to be applicable across, you know, it would be like having Hardia only in webinar world instead of in CPWG and EPVB as well. So, you know, we wouldn't want to have just Hardia in one of those, for example. We'd want to across several of them. So I'm hearing what I wanted to hear, Al. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. I think it makes sense. I was going to ask, what about some of them like that are not really skills or not really like good answers? For example, there is one statement, not really like skill.
One, for example, organize the region where I participate.
Yes.
Or is it all?
Can you just highlight it, please?
The one that I mentioned. This one. I'm sorry. This one. Is this an example of one of those out? You know, this is, for example, that one is under outreach and engagement. And this is
Okay, see, Eduardo, I when I read that, my first Cheryl, off the record, by the way, my first assumption is that what I'm reading is a product of English not being the person's first language.
Oh, okay.
And so, to me, I would say, let's now have a look at that
and drill down with the person, because I think it's what they are indicating is that they have skill sets and experience in organisational aspects of their region. And I think, I guess I'm a little more generous on these first cuts. But the other thing is, I could say all sorts of things about myself and it'd be bullshit. We also need to not just take these things at face value. These are their statements. One also needs to then see exactly how good they are at, you know, multi-stakeholder consultation, as opposed to just saying I'm good at multi-stakeholder consultation. I actually need to be demonstrably good at multi-stakeholder consultation. You see what I mean?
So, you know, this table, it's really categorizing, the way I see it, it's to show, you know, what people answer about their skills that they were bringing to the on the table. And we're just categorizing them based on, you know, on some kind of algorithm, you know, somehow we are categorizing it. But really the real work that is going to happen with this table is whichever group takes this, I don't know who is that going to be, we'll look into the raw data. And let's say I will find, I don't know, this one, the one that we just were using as an example, who wrote this. And then going to that ambassador and see and go deeper with the person as to what that skill means, right?
I mean, when it's matched with a statement that says wide experience on the history of ICANN and ALAC, and service in leadership roles in ICANN, one is going to guess that this person is not a novice. it's at the moment, as Heidi said, it is only just after 3 a.m. qualitative statements that can be used as evidence on the skill diversity, but it's also an indicator of where criteria for skill sets and experience can be used to match these characteristics with roles. But then you've always got to take it to the individual participant and actually, you know, see whether their own assessment fits the requirements of the role that they may be engaged in. You know, that was me trying to be polite, try and put that into some semblance of non-Langdonese, Heidi.
I was talking with you. Okay, well, that's exactly what we
said. Don't think I was making myself very clear then, so Heidi might be able to interpret me. That's all.
Heidi, do you want to say anything?
Okay, sorry for the silence. Maybe, you know, that this table, as I mentioned, can be used as this evidence of qualitative diversity in the skills within at large, and it might be able to feed into the tracking system of at large Atlas ambassadors. Somewhat along what Cheryl was saying, that perhaps this can be used as a way that working group chairs in those, you know, the groups that we have, policy, capacity building, outreach engagement, can use this information as a way of gathering general info on the direction of their group's work. Cheryl, I don't know if I'm way off on that or it needs finessing a little bit.
Might need a little bit of finessing, but you're certainly on track. I mean, to give you a silly example, this table is the equivalent of where one looks in a dating app for whether they like long walks on the beach or fireside chats with books. What type of thing? You know, it looks like the other is what we should be looking at. have here. So yes, you're on track.
I'm sorry.
Clearly I'm not.
I got a little problem loading the table.
Yeah. Yeah, I love, Cheryl, I love that analogy because of the matching, that word matching, that this will help match volunteers up with their groups and with the engagement that they might be, you know, become involved in. And, you know, there's no nothing yet here about coaching and mentoring, and this might help match.
Yeah, it acts as a gap analysis as well. So it's about, you know, statements. These are statements about skill sets and experience. When they get matched with criteria requirements,
yeah,
then you also end up by default with a gap analysis. And I mean, some of us do this, you know, almost innately as we make teams, right? A long time ago, I was involved in a study on successful team development and team management and how you can do those things, you know, ranging from long-term, laboriously planned ones, with interviews, et cetera, and how people can also sort of do them on the fly. And sometimes, you know, it's just this ability to match skill sets and experience as well as recognition of the potential. And then you put all of those varying parts together and they shore each other up and every one of the team members ends up more upskilled because of the sharing of individual particular characteristics and learnings. I guess that's where I see this as being a benefit.
How can we summarize that into one sentence?
Good question, my friend. Good question. A huge study and I've just paraphrased it.
Add something to that? So, you know, we can add some...
I mean, I'm not sure that needs to be stated here, but it definitely needs to be the backbone of what the people who are managing all of these people need to be doing. So, yeah, it's the Joannas and Jonathans and you and Maureens that need to understand that that's what you're trying to do, both with the luxury of time and also... when held bells, we've just got to get on with it and, you know, do it in 72 hours because, you know, coronavirus is suddenly upon us or whatever, right? So just like you wouldn't want to have presentations in the first virtual meeting we ran, which were by people who are very much basic talk and chalk experience, but you could use them well facilitated, well moderated in a carefully structured panel. You know, that's where you're not disallowing or uncaring and unrecognizing of the boring old chalk and talk presenter, but you're helping them by controlling their inputs and experiences in a way that is to the greater good and meets the current fitness for purpose. Hopefully Joanne is taking notes and she'll make the magic happen at some point in the future.
The behavior is cooking. Yeah.
Eduardo, if you're speaking, you're on mute.
No, I'm not speaking. I'm seeing what you're writing.
Oh, okay.
Just that, you know, get it done and you know, otherwise, just watching what you're writing.
So I'm changing that because I noticed that the what we took from question 6 really didn't fit this so well because I think we need to reference that this table includes those four areas that we're noting all the way through, and you know, which those reference the post-Atlas work. And, you know, as we've mentioned, this is really a way for skill sets and experience to be matched, you know, by the working group chairs.
So do we take this part out? Do you recommend taking this out?
I'm about to do that. And what I'll continue putting in there is just note that this, you know, this table uses those four areas of work, you know, i.e. policy, capacity building, outreach engagement, and communication or operational issues, you know, and puts them here in this table in terms of existing skill sets or interests among at-large participants.
Okay.
You can go on and you can come back if you like.
Just make sure you always, with this table, you always say that it's stated existing, because we have no evidence.
Yeah.
This is self-evidentiary. These are declarations, not proofs.
Yeah, good catch. Yeah.
Now, I see a note by Alf there that says, skill categorized, I didn't change people's statements after the meeting, I can modify the table according to discussions. Are we suggesting that we change this tables? Because really, you know,
I'm comfortable with it.
I'm okay with it because really, we're just showing the data in a different format. That's it. Good or bad, this is, you know, this is a cost to the health categorizer, but the real work is what Heidi is writing over there. You know, the fact that there's this information and from each participant that can be used to actually go into and talk to each of the ambassadors, you know, and help them, you know, through this journey based on some of this information that is here. Well, I want to resolve this out. We need to use this the way it is because we haven't changed anything. We just categorize it. It's better than have it, you know, like this, which is what came out from the raw data. So it's another way of putting that information here, and that's it. So I'm going to move forward. Where are we? I think we went through all this last time. Sorry. Oops.
You've got a hand up from Joanna.
Joanna, yes, go ahead, please. I'm sorry, I didn't see that. Joanna, you are muted. If you are speaking, you're muted. Still, we cannot hear you. Now.
All right, there we go. That's my headset.
Okay, go ahead.
That is failing, and now it's echoing.
We hear you perfectly.
Am I echoing with you? Okay, good. So I'm just going to try and speak, and then we'll see. I'm wondering about this takeaway from this conversation. We had a similar signal yesterday during the capacity building working group with Abdul Karim indicating how do we verify those that provide input for the webinars or courses. And I'm wondering, I'm not sure this is the place where we need to establish it, but I'm curious what the takeaway there is, and I'm keen to learn more about the study that Cheryl mentioned.
Yeah.
I don't want to take up time. I know
Joanna,
we've been at this for too long, but
yeah.
I'm curious. Thank you.
No. Yeah, Joanna, you and I, feel free, you and Jonathan, and, you know, need to take me into a dark room and pick stuff out of my brain, and I'm happy to, you know, donate it to science for the purpose. Because it is important to pick that up, but the verification and the analysis of what one does with I'm going to start using words like non-parametric analysis, which is not a place we need to be using it here. Al probably is comfortable, but there are ways of putting factors in where you can credibly a categorised report and ongoingly track and develop. But yes, you do need to, and what Abdul Karim also said, at least what I heard him say, was that we need to verify the accuracy. You can have the best communicator in the world, but they need to have correct information they're communicating. That's also part of the story. It doesn't belong here, but it's a product of here that is used in that very important work. And I'm afraid that belongs to either the leaders of the various component parts, the you and Jonathan's and whoever is taking your roles in the future, or you have a small cadre of very specifically tasked individuals who are mandated to run that sort of program and operation. Sorry, it doesn't belong here, but it is an important conversation to have. Catch me before I die is what I'm suggesting.
Question number 12.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you, Joanna. Question 12. You may realize after attending LR3 and the ICANN meeting in Montreal that you are still on a learning curve about a large role in ICANN. What is your personal plan for you, a large journey towards greater participation? These are their plans. Public plans and public statements, and they do all kinds of things, policy participation, and so forth. So I think this, I just copied what was said on the previous one, because I think both of them are related. One based on skills, right? There is information about skills, and there is information about plans. So I think the recommendation should be more or less the same. Don't you agree?
Yeah. So skimming through them, I would say the majority are useful. Some not so much. And I wonder if ALP, if there may be a way that we could use that journey slide that you produced with Cheryl in Montreal and somehow, track the categories, if there are any, for those stepping stones. And, we might want to color code, the more people saying that they're doing policy, the darker that stone is. I don't know if I'm explaining that right, but there might be a way.
You are perfect, Heidi. You have been working with me far too long. I apologise to your family that I've ruined you. But yes, that's a great way forward. And remember, those stepping stones are only the great big stepping stones.
Exactly.
In the mind map exercise that goes with that, there's a whole lot of little pebbles and another bunch of, support stones that go into it and all that sort of stuff. So you end up with a mosaic with these big panels in the mosaic. But yes, yes, and yes again.
Heidi, you have your hand up?
Yeah, sorry, I just didn't take it down. However, I'm just now looking at some of these and, I wonder if we could, obviously we can pull these out, ALP, I think, and identify them as policy, capacity building, outreach and engagement. I mean, some of them are saying very general, to continue participating and working. I hope to continue my present level of engagement. I'm not sure we can really do a whole lot with some of those, but some of them are clearly in one of those stones or the other. So perhaps, ALP, you could say, using that color spectrum, if it's someone, five people or under, between 0, 1, and 5 says capacity building, that color goes into that stone. If it's 6 to 10, say capacity building, it gets to a darker blue. And the darker the blue, the more people, that's where the area that people want to engage with. Perhaps, ALP. I'm going to leave that
okay.
To your magic.
I understand, Heidi.
Okay.
I will try to construct it in my mind too. So yeah, I get it.
What's fun about working with you, Alf, is I get to corrupt yet another human mind. It is so rewarding.
So, should I put that there? Now, this recommendation, does this make sense? Leave it there? I'm hearing your Heidi. Is that a no, Juan? It's a new hand.
Yes, it is. Sorry.
It is. Right. It is a no, Juan. Okay. So I don't hear any objections to leaving this recommendation here. And we'll see the great what apps come back with these colorful stones. Thank you.
Actually, yes. Sorry, Eduardo. I think that once we see Alp's chart, then it will make sense to change this. And interestingly enough, I've just read this one, and it pretty much tracks what I've just written in question 11 recommendation. Oddly enough.
This is exactly the same thing.
Oh, wait. Did you just copy and paste that?
Yes.
Okay.
Because to me, it's the same.
But not that good. Okay.
To me, it's the same thing. You know, one is our skill, and the other one's
plan. You said that. You said it, obviously. Heidi, I know it's hard to multitask, but clearly you've been doing it a little bit too long with not
enough
speed.
Sorry, my daughter does not understand when that door is closed, it means, you know, I'm on a call.
That's right. I understand very well, and you can do it. You just need a little less stress and a little more practice. It'll be okay.
About 3 times.
Now, take a deep breath, Mum, because it's starting to show. Go quietly and realize that we don't care and it's not going to break anything. And she can sit on your lap and we can turn on the video and she can be entertained. That's fine, because clearly she needs to interact with you, okay? She needs you too, not just us. This is me being grandma again. Bring her along.
So now we get into evaluative reports, and basically this is an extraction that Ajira did. I mean, she read all the reports and she made an extraction of it, and basically the analysis goes that all participants submitted their individual reports, but I'm not sure if all participants did. Because this is not part of the survey. This is in addition to the survey. Remember that everyone that participated in the event as an industry ambassador, they had to put a report. And I'm not sure if everybody did. I don't know if you received the, how many did you say were there? 42? 43? In any case,
there were 43. Yeah, the 43 on it, and I think more did do the evaluation than the survey, if memory serves. Alf, you should have that data.
Sorry, Cheryl, I missed it. Can you please repeat?
Okay. Well, if memory serves, and it may or may not, of the 43 that answered this survey, there is of the 43, there is 30 something that did this survey. There was another cadre who were also handed in what was compulsory, but again, not everybody did it, the evaluation report. And I think the number that handed in the evaluation report is different and indeed higher than the number that did the survey, but you need to double check on the stats.
I will tell this in a second.
Yeah, the
I know you've got it, you've just got to find it.
Yes. Reports, out of this 43 people, 32 reports were submitted and 35 surveys were.
Yep. That's it. Fantastic. Yep.
So there, we can
I had them reversed.
So then we can say all Atlas III ambassadors are participants.
No, not all of the not all of the participants. Yeah, hang on.
There were 43. Right?
But not everybody submitted their report.
Oh.
Of the 43 that submitted, of the 43 participants,
uh-huh.
one number submitted reports and another number, which was slightly larger than the number that submitted the reports, did the survey.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
We can say it here, but Al's got the data.
Yeah, it's at the top.
Al's got the data. We just need to put it into words.
It's at the very top. I think there were six who did not submit, if I recall correctly.
You're talking about the survey. Well, let me go on to the top then. Hold a second. Let me see if I can go there very fast. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Yes, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I believe it's more did the survey than did the report, but I could be
mishearing
the stats.
Right here.
Thank you. I occasionally like other people to tell me I'm as right as I know I am. Thanks, Al.
It says 31 reported because there were 43 at the ALAS and 11 did not report, right? That's the way I read it here.
Yes.
That's the way to read it, indeed.
Okay. So, 40 whatever percentage that is.
I see a graph being docked in here. Time for a graph.
Where?
Well, back down in 12, not here where we're looking.
Oh, okay. Well, that's 72% of the participants.
When we start talking about percentages, then I start thinking graphically.
Okay. So what kind of graph are you recommending to put in there?
I leave that to the experts. Alps doing pretty things, let him continue to do pretty things. I'll end up giving you complex scatter graphs. You don't want that. They look pretty, but, you've got to have a PhD to understand them. So Joanna will be fine.
So should we put here reviewed and a table and some kind of graphs we need? Or is it okay we just say that?
If you can just put my name, Eduardo, please. I can, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's put it like that there and highlight it so you can find it. So part of the recommendations is create resources to support ALAS III at-large ambassadors. ALAS III ALAS ambassadors to carry on their outreach and collaboration. The following are suggested resources that have been summarized from the report. Now, are these ideas that I don't remember what kind of topics they supposed to report on, but is this a section that we ask for ideas for this? And these ideas are coming from the report? I'm not sure. Can you say? Well, Nayira was the one that put this stuff together. So, Heidi.
Yes, thank you. So, I think that these were put in earlier, and in the meantime, we have done so much in terms of strategies. We now are about, moving along very quickly with the communication strategy, with the outreach and engagement strategy. I think, Joanna, you mentioned that soonish there might be a capacity building strategy. So I'm wondering if we could then put that in, that all of those strategies, before they are final, should read this document. If we can get this out pretty quickly, they should read this and incorporate that into their strategies. How all of those recommendations in the policy, capacity building, outreach and engagement communication should all incorporate elements from this. I think that's one. And then, like, even on the first one, there's financial resources to support having local or regional outreach. Well, that's going to change, you know, given the current situation where things will likely be virtual for quite a while. Also, in terms of what we just rolled out was this at-large regional policy engagement program that we're working a lot closer with GSE. So all of that will be streamlined a lot more.
Isn't that then resourcing? It may not be specifically financial, but it still is resourcing.
Correct.
Yeah, looking down this set of bullet points, and they're all valid. Interestingly enough, some of them are giving me deja vu moments. I just, you know, the provision of an online meeting platform, in brackets Zoom link to ALSs, and their ambassadors to hold seminars. Heidi, wasn't that why we provided access to individual wiki spaces for communication?
Yeah.
Back when we did it the first time. So,
you know,
everything old is new again.
Yeah. So good. All of that.
They are just resources. I would redo that list, not here, but as a product of this list. I would be saying to, you know, the JZs and the Joannas that they need to, and the Daniels, that they need to have a different list that draws on this list. And their list would be, you know, a major heading called resourcing and then three bullet points under that resourcing that is fitted specific to their group's tasks and requirements. And then, you know, they have a directory in educational services, big bullet, and then the specific subpoints under that. I think this is an excellent resource, but it's not the fait accompli. This is not a key and lock fit that is requirements on the others, on the other groups, but it's guidelines and guidance. So can we also make a note to work more on this outside of this report, and that can be done as soon as possible. Because really, you can categorise those into, you know, resourcing, communication, and accountability. Because the communications is one thing, but the ongoing tracking and archiving and who said what and how you double check on stuff and all that is another. They're almost three baskets that we can throw it in, and then the sub points can come into that. And for the pedantic, you know, you can end up with a checklist for each of the primary activity areas in the future that, you know, mean there is equity in the thinking that people are doing with their strategy.
Whoops. Hold on, let me check this. Cindy, can you do that, please? Then I'm just
Yeah, I'll do that.
Thank you. And then we move down, and there are other suggested recommendations that Nayira put out. Develop a program for new participants to provide guidance, mentorship, coaching, and to walk them to understanding ICANN policies and how to be contributors to stakeholder policies. Paraphrasing what one of the participants wrote with respect to this, if you want to involve new people who have a different background, you need to first understand what their views are and put yourself in their shoes before trying to indoctrinate them by providing standard learning paths. The one-size-fits-all approach does not work if the objective is to grow together to be effective. And I believe Roberto Gaetano wrote this. So I don't know if this is a recommendation or any comments on this. or is this fear enough for this part? Really, because there is nothing here about, you know, all these ideas. And there are all...
I'm not quite sure why only this particular quote is... I understand what the... Whoa, you're making me seasick, Eduardo. I understand what the quote is trying to say. And I can... It's almost a...
You can take it away.
It doesn't add anything to it, you know, I mean...
It adds confusion.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's the sort of thing that if you're going to say one, you need to say ten.
Right, remember, these are Strawman's recommendations, so... This were ideas, so if it's confusing, we take it out. Because I think the main thing about this is this part here, this whole thing.
And see, here, what I would be recommending to all of the policy, and see, I think that it shouldn't be none. Okay. I think for every... slow down. There you go, better. For all of the subunits, policy, CAP, build, O&E, and comms, each one of these need to take these points to work with these points to create a set of fundamentals that belong in each of their own strategies. So I don't think that there's no recommendation. I think there's the same recommendation for each of policy, CAFField, O&E, and comms.
Which I think is what Heidi is going to expand.
Yeah, we need to take away none, and we need to asterisk, you know, put HU next to each of those. But I think we should agree or not that it's the same use, the same construct is advised for each of those four pillars.
Like something like this? Are you talking about something like we do something like this, we put an asterisk here and then we scroll down?
Yeah. I just don't want that missed. We're getting close to the end and I don't want you putting it into a final form without us dotting the I's and crossing the T's, and this is a dotted I across the T moment.
Okay. So
perfect, and comms as well.
And we have only 3 minutes. We can go over this one in 3 minutes, and then we can do the interview next time.
Sure.
I mentioned last time that I was going to have some kind of report, you know, to see, start looking at the format, but I didn't have that. I was working on something else. So anyhow.
Okay. Other things happen.
Yeah. So... this here is what's recommendation for the communications that came out from the report that I believe are categorizing under communications because there were ideas towards that. So it's okay, we leave this here. And also...
Yeah, just the only... tiny thing on the third bullet point, the tense is wrong. It's got to be hold regular, not held regular. These are the guiding principles, which are I'm very comfortable with. Heidi's got her hand up though.
Right.
Yeah, it's mine's just for the next steps, so I'll wait until you're finished here.
Okay, so let me put a little note here and. And we have still 2 minutes. Should we go to the next one very briefly? These are interviews made by Out, and basically these interviews were more to gear to receive more emotional, in-depth responses than quantifiable results. I mean, like So basically there were 21 individuals that participated, but some of them were coaches and some of them were people participating. So I took this summary from Alps report, and recommendation is well, there were second reviews coming from Glenn McKnight that there were about four, no, I'm sorry. The Alps exercise was done with 21 of the individuals that participated. Sorry, I was wrong here. Glenn made 6 recorded interviews, and those were 2 coaches and 4 participants. So from Alps interviews, these are his summary. And from Glenn, you know, the interviews provided some kind of validity of what Atlas 3 was intended result, meaning people, you know, when they expressed in the interview, they were talking about what they were learning and they understood, you know, what they were talking about at that point. From the coaches' part, they, you know, people were very happy with the way it was, the whole event was done, and felt that it was successful in that way. Now, I'm not sure we don't have more time, so we can look at this part the next time and the other 2 things that are, we have there, and then we will take it from there. So hopefully next time we will finish with this part, but you know, I can start working on the other.
Just what Heidi put in chat. Heidi's got a time. We started a couple of minutes late, and I have no problem giving another 5 minutes of my life to this either. But all of this does is, it's very important, it's giving the depth and colour to the statistics, which has to happen in a good report.
Eduardo?
Go ahead, Heidi. Sorry.
Yeah, so I totally agree. I think this depth, I think Alps has done a great job interviewing these people, and we should highlight that and perhaps have another column that states, okay, you know, in the time since Atlas, the post-Atlas activities have addressed these, whether directly or sort of indirectly, and we could note how that, you know, we've addressed those the concerns, et cetera. Just, you know, for example, as I put into the chat, there was a comment about feeling lost at the beginning because there was no proper onboarding. Well, we could take that and then the next column state, well, this has been addressed through the series of onboarding slides that, you know, the capacity building working group has prepared.
So it's a photo of a scorecard is what you mean.
Exactly.
Do you think...
Yep, that's perfect. And again, that's all part of the depth and colour, and it is a next step, yeah.
How do you think...
Yeah, just one, and then one more thing. Just for next week's call, I wonder if we could talk a little bit about how we're going to roll this out. You know, how are we going to make sure everyone's aware of the results and the next steps, and, you know, whether that means a webinar, another Atlas webinar that, you know, we've held one already, or does that mean... You know, all of you attending the calls, the RALO call, the working group calls, you know, the CPWG, the CBWG outreach and engagement. And I know that several chairs are on the call, on this call. So maybe, you know, you could commit to explaining this report. Anyway, just a flag to maybe talk about next steps during the next call.
Okay. And we put it down.
I think that's really important, but I also think we need to bring our ambassadors back together because not all of them will have survived. I don't mean it in literal terms, but that's also a possibility. You know, things change, different demands happen. You know, for example, one of our talented ambassadors has, for all the right reasons, will no longer be as available to us as they would have been if they weren't employed in a new career path. which, you know, means that they won't have the time or the ability to do some of what they would have done in this program otherwise. So we need to sort of bring our group of potentials and emergence back together as well. The thing is, I don't see that happening until well after ICANN 68. So it is a little bit of a next step, but then it's a next step with a launch pad.
Yeah,
but it has to be well launched and properly resourced. And right now we're getting ready to do that. Let's not forget to do it.
Yeah, Cheryl, just on that, I mean, perhaps at, you know, 1 year later at ICANN 69, maybe we could do a reunion, a virtual reunion perhaps, but, you know, something where you can bring them all back and see,
well,
you know.
Between 68 and 69 is where you do the work with them, and then at 69, that's their celebration of where they are and what they're doing and their mutual sharings and their learnings. You know, gathering together and, you know, little breakout sessions, and they can all, you know, and we can do all of that even if it's virtual.
Yeah, we can do that. Okay, so those are very good ideas. So, Heidi, I will make sure I put something like that in the agenda for next time. And I think we have just a little bit of more room to look at this area and just, you know, if we can add recommendations there based on our conversation today, that would be great. In any case, I think we went over 5 minutes on this meeting, so thank you so much. With that in mind, I'm suggesting we adjourn this call.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you all. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.